Welcome back to the Summer of Miles, Autumn of Trials podcast. I believe this is episode 14 coming at you.
Yeah, but three for the kind of the subcategory of Autumn of Trials, correct?
Exactly. We're going to drop one of these every Friday during the Autumn of Miles pop-up cross-country season. So we got a lot to get to today. We got some special guests coming on a little bit later. You want to tell us about them, Sandy?
Yeah, absolutely. To my knowledge, we have Sarah Rapp and Andy Cazzarelli. If you've grown up in the Raleigh area, well, I guess Andy's from Apex, but if you've grown up in the Triangle, you know these are all-stars. And they're doing some really cool stuff here with the running community. Both Andy kind of going for the marathon distance. I think Sarah is kind of fluctuating. You saw her at the Sir Walter Myler this year and last, for that matter. Might be doing some cross country, but excited to have them a part. And they got some big news that I'll look forward to hearing from them. But Pat, we just finished our second week at the pop-up cross country at Dorothea Dix. Just give me some thoughts from your end on what you've seen, what you like, what just Pat's thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are it's been a lot of fun. You know, yesterday was pretty humid compared to the week before. Week one, we just had a great day. Yesterday, the weather was, you know, by the time the race started around 6, it cooled down a little bit, but it was still pretty swampy out there. So, had a different course. This course, I think, was a little bit tougher this week. You know, we talked about it on the podcast with Scott Payne of Raleigh Parks and Rec last week, that more of a championship-style course. Mm-hmm. Which certainly was the case. You know, probably the biggest difference between this week and last week was we had that inner loop that had that little beastie hill right around 4/10 of a mile, and then on the second half as well, versus that lollipop that was pretty flat the first week.
So with the championship course, the thing that you have to keep in mind is you got to have a start that's wide enough, you know, for if you have 100+ runners. And so that's what we were looking at. But you're right, Pat. Scott and them did a great job kind of outlining this championship course, but there's no question this is going to be a little bit harder.
And it was harder, for sure.
Yeah, and it was. I mean,
you can tell from the times.
Yeah, some guys were saying possibly a minute slower because you're essentially running up the hill twice as many times. You're going 4 times from the bottom down there near the trail, the railroad tracks, up to the top of kind of that large field. So, yeah, it was definitely, and it was, you know, it was hot out there. It was humid. It's unfortunate.
No doubt, but that's cross country. You know, you have everybody who's run cross country has run the blazing fast golf course style races, and you've also had the ones that are, you know, even twice as tough as what you're going to run at Dix, where you run super slow times. And just it goes to show that times in cross country aren't as important as places. So we wanted to give a quick shout out to the winners from this week.
So we got for the men's race, second time winning, Christian Brown. I think he was around 16:30 the first week, and I think he was 17:16.
That sounds about right.
This past week.
He definitely was hurting a little bit more this week.
Yeah, he definitely was. But that's good. And in the women's race, Teresa...
Novotna.
Thank you for that. She won the women's race. And I'm back. Can you, Tom?
I think she was around 2015. You know, she looked pretty comfortable.
Yeah, great time for the women's. Another great field assembled. And just want to give a shout out. There was a family out there, last name Adams, and they got a bunch of kids and these guys and gal out there hustling. And you know what, Pat? We have an Amazon wish list. And these kids put together their allowance money to buy us batons, stopwatches, and whistles. And that touched me in a deep way.
It was really cool. It was really cool. I know if I were that age, I probably was spending my money on other things, baseball cards.
Pogs.
I'm older than that. Come on. But it was really cool. They've come out both weeks. Thank you to the Adams family.
Da-na-na-na.
All right. That's easy.
Keeping it moving. All right, Pat, talk to me about what we have in store for week three.
All right. Week three. So what we're going to do is we meeting probably me on a mountain bike, possibly with my child and wife. We're going to go out to Dix.
Be safe, please.
And work on a mile loop. And with that mile loop, we're going to have a relay option and, of course, the kids' mile. So next week, we're not going to do the full 5K. We're going to have a 3-mile individual race if you want to roll solo. If you want to grab a few friends, one or two or however many, we're going to have a 3-by-mile. So if you want to run 2 miles and have your friend run one, or if you want to run the first and the third mile or whatever, that's fine with us. We'll have batons. And then the kids that want to run that mile, this will be the longest run we've had them do. We will have that option as well. Everything's going to start at 6:00. We're going to start between those trees again. And we're going to try to keep it you know, there's nothing flat at Dick's, let's be honest.
That's the truth.
But we're going to try to keep it as fast as possible for the Relay Style event.
Okay. So again, you heard that what we're going to be having, and just keep in mind, as Pat said, we'll be starting at 6, again with the sun coming down a little bit earlier. We want to make sure that we get it in before it gets too dark out there. So everything will start at 6, including the kids' mile. Again, that's longer. We usually do a 1K. But I'll tell you, Pat, I've been excited. We've had a good kid turnout, which I'm looking forward to see what we have or see for them do a mile this week. But it's been fun to watch them get out there and get after that 1,000.
Yeah, a lot of them have doubled back, and they've done the 5K and the 1K. So they're getting their money's worth for that free 99 entry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know, Raleigh is a hotbed for cross country. There's just no other two ways around it. We get them started young, and the great thing is some of these kids are going to be running for Broad in a couple years. So like, that gets me personally excited. But listen, we're excited for next week, and I think the cool thing with kind of this 3x1 mile is what our hope is also, too, not only a chance to pass the baton in a cross-country style, but these are some of the same folks who might be on your team for our last week. So, Pat, go ahead and give us the rundown on what is going to be the first Raleigh Cross Country City Championship.
Close enough. Raleigh City Cross Country Championship.
There we go. That's the official.
It's loose. You can call it what you want.
That's the first one.
It is the first one. The inaugural. Not the first annual. The inaugural.
Can we just talk about that for 1 second? If inaugural and first annual are two different things, is that correct?
Well, you can use either one, but let's just say first annual is frowned upon.
Okay. Pat Price, wordsmith, I always want to check in with him. Not only does he have a great voice, great mind, and want to make sure that what I'm saying is correct on this important podcast. So the Raleigh City Cross Country Championship, which will be on October 24th. That'll be our last and final event of this pop-up cross country series. I'm excited because this is going to be really cool what we have. We are going to be having a true cross country style race. That means that there's no individuals. You have to be on a team consisting of at least 4 people.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to be.
But
okay,
to compete for the team championship, you will want to be on a team. Yes.
So important. We want to get you on a team, though. And so get some of your friends together. We'll score 4, but you can have as many on the team as you want. So this is going to be really cool. I know we already have some folks lined up, and Pat's going to hit us with that. But this will be timed. We are going to bring in a chip system here with Jason Biggs of FS Series. So we appreciate him partnering with us. And so with that, we are going to have a small fee. Again, that is just to cover.
Small fee.
Emphasize the small. Just to cover the timing system. Again, because we do, it's the city championship. So we're going to have official timing on this course and a couple cool things along with that. So Pat, again, why don't you start with the price of how much this is going to cost? And then maybe who signed up?
Sure. Well, the cost is really inexpensive. It's $12.
Ooh, Pat, 12?
Yeah, and if that's too much, we've got a $3 off code. Just type in pop-up XC in the box, and you can sign up at RaleighChamps.com. RaleighChamps.com will take you to that. If that's too hard, just go to SirWalterRunning.com, and there'll be plenty of links where you can click to it. But $12, pop-up XC is your code. It'll be $9. This will be with a bib, with a chip. You know, we'll have official results for this one. Certainly, city championship individually on the line, plus the co-ed team cup. We are thinking of what to name this cup of sorts. If you have a good idea, email it to us, tweet at us, summerofmiles@gmail.com. You know, all the Summer of Miles social media stuff. You can tweet Sandy and I. But we're looking for a name for this cup, for the city championship. Speaking of, we've talked to some of these people, but it's going to be an unofficial after party afterwards. We're going to get together over at Trophy on Maywood, which is only about a half a mile from Dick's Park.
It's walkable.
So, you know, I know it's a Tuesday night, but you can stay out another hour. Come hang out.
Absolutely. And Pat, with that co-ed team championship, we will be providing a trophy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going to have the cup, the Raleigh cup or whatever we kind of land on, the Acorn or something, Hayes Barton cup, something Raleigh related that we would like to give out. And we will take that over to Trophy Maywood. And if people choose to pour Zima in there or water or whatever, then they can do that. We already have 6 teams signed up so far, and so far all the teams are affiliated with, you know, a business or a run club or something, but it doesn't have to be. If you want to grab 3 or 4 of your friends, or at least 4 for scoring, and call yourself the, you know, Chapel Hill Bandits or something, you can do that. But so far, we've got Trophy Brewing Company, the Trophy Run Club, that runs it Wednesday nights over at Trophy on Morgan, has a team. The House of Hops Run Club, the Raleigh Distance Project, which we will get to here in a little bit, Runology, Fleet Feet Raleigh and Morseville, and then the F3 FIA Group has a team as well. So we got six teams. We'd love to keep that going. We want to have a big night that night. If you have questions, let us know, but this is going to be fun. And if you got a hay bale guy, or if you got a special log you want to bring out, let us know. We want to put a little bit of elements out there for this course. It'll probably be a two-loop course, similar to probably kind of a combination of what we've done the first 2 weeks. So, you know, we're going to have fun.
I'm excited just that this is a city championship. I mean, we really are, got the city behind us on this. They're partnering with us.
No doubt.
The Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance is also...
Yep.
In the mix. And so I'm just excited the partnerships that we have formed. And so come on out, if nothing else, come on out to support and watch, because we're going to have some teams vying for the cup. And we promise that with this trophy, the cup will be large enough to drink liquid out of it. Can we say that?
We can say that. Yep. And we probably will, not probably, we will have a kids race that night too. We might do the kids race at 5:50. Just in case you're planning on bringing your tots out there, because it is starting to get darker, and we don't want to have, you know, four-year-olds running around in the dark. So,
absolutely. So it's going to be a great night. So go on to RaleighChamps.com and to sign up. Again, pop-up XC is the code to get you a $3 discount. Again, such a small fee, guys. The only reason we do this is to cover so we can get official timing for the team race and get official time. So that'll be great. Speaking of something else that's also a small fee, this week we had them out, although I don't think folks knew that they were for sale, but we do have official Autumn of Trials merchandise. We have this really cool heather, kind of a bluish gray, and then kind of more of a burgundy red with our Autumn of Trials logo. These are long sleeve shirts with cuffed wrists, and it's a great material, great for fall when the weather actually cools off. And those will be selling for $15, and we'll have those next week. It's going to be on the website. Check out SirWalterMiler.com. You'll see them up there. But go ahead and bring a couple extra dollars and buy one.
They'll be on the site, like Sandy said. You can always, Venmo us to Sir Walter Myler, and we'll bring you one out. There are limited sizes, so if there's a certain size that you want, let us know. Tuesday was not a great time for a long sleeve shirt.
I understand.
But we're getting there. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this, the humidity has dropped. It's got a little cooler. You know, you maybe got to throw a pair of half tights on.
I know. It's unfortunately, this weather is making me think of Summer of Miles. this whole Autumn of Trials. The trials is now actually turning into the humidity. But I think we're going to get a cold front, and I think I guarantee by that 24th, we're going to have some cooler weather to really make it feel like a fall cross-country race.
No doubt. And, you know, with that in mind, next week we will certainly have a preview of that course. We'll get that together in advance. We'll have another guest to hopefully go over it for us, talk a little bit of cross-country for us. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and introduce the guests.
All right, guys, coming again, Andy Cazzarelli. Who, a little intro here. Andy, we're so excited to have you again.
All-American
NC State. She ran at Apex High under Roy Cooper. Andy's been in the Triangle for a while now. Just a local running legend, also on the national scene as well known. Training for a marathon, I believe, in late December.
Yeah, qualified for the Olympic trials in 16.
There we go. And Andy, as you guys know, highly supportive, involved in a lot of levels in the community with running. She is an appraiser and incredible family. They've been big supporters of Sir Walter Myler. And Andy's got some big news. She's also here with Sarah Rapp. If you haven't seen Sarah around, she is loud, vocal, supportive, off the wall, an incredible runner, went to Cardinal Gibbons. And then went to Virginia Tech, where she was also an All-American as well. ACC champ included. She went to Texas after school to train, but now back in Raleigh. And they're doing some really cool stuff. Sarah has a few jobs. I'll let her tell you about all those. But I'm excited about what they're going to be adding to the kind of elite scene here in Raleigh. But on the whole, both of these girls, along with some others in their group, they are so supportive of Sir Walter. And it's exciting. They're real serious about bringing this community together, rallying around what we're doing through running, through Sir Walter, running through these pop-up cross country. And so just excited to have them here. And so without further ado, I think we should hop on in.
Yeah, let's hear from Sarah and Andy at the Raleigh Distance Project.
I want to work because my car broke down. My feet started hurting on the other side of town. Kind of hard in the city when you got...
All right, we're excited today to have two new members of the Raleigh Distance Project. We have Andy Cozzarelli and Sarah Rapp with us. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, we ready?
They're ready. They're here. They're excited to talk. If you're from around Raleigh, you probably know both of these ladies, both well accomplished. Andy went to Apex High, NC State. Sarah went to Cardinal Gibbons and Virginia Tech. Both had all ACC and All American and all that stuff. And if you've been to some Sir Walter meets, you've seen them running. So we're excited to have them here today, and a lot of it's to talk about the new group that they have, the Raleigh Distance Project. So Andy, you want to tell us a little bit more about what you are trying to do?
So we kind of started this whole endeavor just based on the fact that we were getting up and running. I had people that decided that it was a good idea to run at 5 a.m. with me. We eventually, as we continued to grow the group, we became six of us, I think about. We started doing it on a regular basis, and we decided we need to get something here in Raleigh. And I had been to, I think, every single one of the Sir Walter Milers since the inception. So even when the Sandman Mile was the thing.
Yeah, you have been.
And every time I would go, they'd get larger and larger. And so we kind of realized this is something that would definitely work here, and that's something we want. So we started banding together, and we decided let's get this elite team going. And we decided to kind of really take the full force on it when we had a race. I think it was the Virginia 10 Miler about a couple weeks ago now. And we had so much fun doing it. I think we got a lot of momentum just in our first week. We were able to kind of build a huge fan of support. And so we're excited to keep moving forward with it. We're right now in the planning stages, trying to get all of our sponsorship together and trying to find some more investment and see what we can grow with it. And then we're also working on our standards, and so we can add extra team members and really, you know, make it what we want it to be. So
cool.
For the record, I think they're gonna have more followers than I do, and they've only been around for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think we're up to 350 now.
It's half of what I have.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited.
It's
to see
really
that.
Exciting. To
it's good.
Be part
well,
of it.
I mean, the group obviously works well because there's a lot of personalities. But I know you mentioned six people. Who all is running with you guys right now?
So it's me and Sarah, and then we also have Rita Dory, Aaron Clark, and Teresa Novotina. And then we also have Tristan Van Ord. So
great.
Good team.
Great. Yeah, and it's fun to see the excitement going. But I know you guys have some social media presence already. So where can people find you, like between social media? And I don't know if you have a website or anything.
We have our Twitter and Instagram. Our Instagram is Raleigh Distance Project, and our Twitter is Raleigh Distance. We also have our Facebook, which is just basically the Facebook address with Raleigh Distance at the end. You can search for Raleigh Distance, it'll come up. And then we're actually in the process of working on getting our website together. So we're having a team meeting tonight, actually. So we're going to try to nail some of that stuff down. So we luckily have a lot of different people with a lot of different strengths on the team. So we have Teresa, who actually is very good with the social media, graphics, all that stuff. So she's actually going to help us get the website kind of completed. So yeah, almost there.
Going to Lucky Tree.
Yep.
See you there.
What is Lucky Tree?
Where we're having our team meeting.
We were debating where to go, and we were like, who has the best treats? So that me and Rita decided that they had a lot of good food to eat. So that was the plan.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, one thing we're excited about is we're kind of in the middle. We've had a couple races for the pop-up cross country. We've got a couple more to go. And the last one is the Raleigh City Cross Country Championships. And as most of you know, there will be, of course, an individual city champion that will be whoever wins gets that championship trophy, whatever. But there will also be a team championship. And this is something that you guys are participating in. So tell us about what's going on there. I hear you guys might have some new uniforms or some new logo or
Yes. Yeah, so we are planning to race. We're really excited about it. And this will also be the debut of our logos and uniforms. And so we haven't completely gotten that hashed out yet, but we're right on the verge of it. And we're really excited to have the pop-up championships be our debut for all of that. So we're excited to kind of show everybody who we are and what we are. And we're looking forward to it.
Sure, it's going to be fun. And if you guys didn't know already, come race against them. It's going to be Tuesday, October 24th out at Dix Park. I think it's $12 to enter. And if you use the code POPUPXC, it's $3 off. So get your friends together, get a team, or just come run individually. Afterwards, we're going to have a party at a Trophy on Maywood. So that'll be fun too. I'm sure the Raleigh Distance Project will participate in that. But with cross country being kind of the nature of this podcast, we'll talk a little bit about that with you guys. So I guess, Andy, you've been talking. We'll let Sarah hop in for a second, and then we'll get your thoughts too. Both of you guys have run cross country from, you know, high school on up to now. Mm-hmm. What is it about cross country that you like, and what is it that you know, what takes a good cross country race? How do you run well out there?
Honestly, not having to keep track of all those laps, and you can just zone out and look at all the wildlife and all the people that come and cheer you on. You don't have to worry about pace. You don't have to worry about anything. Just you and the grass and the hills, and you can charge up the hills if you want to. You can't do that on a track. There's no hills on a track. You can go flying down the hills. I don't know. I think cross country has a different community feel too. It just is so open. You can do whatever you want when you're a spectator. You can, you know, be on the mile marker, you can be at the finish line, you can be anywhere. So it's just a lot of fun. And mentally, it's easier to run a 5K on a cross country course than it is on a track. I don't know why, this is how it is.
Well, you said it's because the wildlife, so that's what
probably, yeah, probably.
Well, speaking of Sarah, we were talking beforehand that one of your big target races this fall is club cross country. So talk a little bit about what's kind of going into that training and, you know, why you selected that race.
So I'm pretty clueless when it comes to picking out races. So my coach, Greg Dame, shout out to you, helped me pick out kind of what my, I guess, target should be. And I think he picked that because I want to represent the U.S. in some form or fashion. So that's like probably my best chance to get there. So we're going to see how December goes. Hopefully it'll be good.
Cool. And I know you said you're going to be running Richmond beforehand, the AK?
Yeah. That'll be a good prep, I think.
That's always a fast course. So
hopefully.
Another team race for the Raleigh Distance Project, perhaps.
Represent. We got six girls going, right? No, we said four?
Four racing, me supporting, so.
Gonna get an Airbnb, come and visit us in Richmond, shout out.
There it is, yeah. If you're looking for a fall race, you know, after pop-up cross country, there you go, Richmond.
You know where to find us.
All right, Andy, what does cross country mean to you?
So for me, cross country was always more for the team aspect of it. Actually, I'm wearing our ring from when I ran at NC State, and it was the first year we went as a team to nationals, so it kind of has like that, it has that very sentimental feeling to me, and kind of that's what cross country was. It was more of the team and the team environment, whereas track you kind of become more individual. And I just really enjoyed having the thoughts in me when I was racing that this is not just how well I do, it's how I do for the team. And so that was kind of like an external motivation inside of just kind of trying to motivate myself from internal expectations and all these different things. So it was actually, I think, something that was more fun and a little bit more, you know, motivating, because, you know, these people are actually running for them, not just running for myself. So that was my favorite part of cross country by far.
Sure, and that's certainly what we're trying to bring back with this series. You know, we're in the first year, so we'll build it up this year, and then next year we'll make it even bigger. But this last race will give you a chance to run as a team, which I think a lot of us after high school running and some of college, if we ran in college, that once that's over, the team part is done. So getting together this Raleigh Distance Project that they've done is a lot of fun to see, because you're bringing a little bit of that back that a lot of athletes miss. So. So Andy, we talked about Sarah's goal race for the fall. Tell us about what your plans are.
So my big goal is actually much different than this, the 5K that we'll be doing at the Pump Up XC. It's actually the marathon. It's going to be the U.S. Championship race at CIM on December 3rd. So that's what I've been training through this entire fall, kind of summer has been kind of a lead up to get ready for it. I did my first marathon last November and it went well. So I'm hoping to kind of keep on that stride and have this one be another step in the right direction to becoming a marathoner. So that's kind of where my goals lie. I have a couple of halves here mixed in, but they're kind of like a just let's run through the pain and get stronger and just, you know, get to the line healthy at CIM. So
you should have her talk about her workout she did.
that was my next question.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Well, just from looking at your Strava yesterday, I saw you ran an entire marathon just in the morning for practice. And I believe Erin was maybe handing bottles to you,
which is
really cool. But why would you run a marathon just in practice, especially when it's like 1,000% humidity out in Raleigh right now?
So I don't know that when it was prescribed by my coach, she was going to know that it was going to be, you know, 1,000% humidity. But I think sometimes you just got to train through those types of things because it's this kind of thing that could happen in a race and you never know. But the marathon's a lot about the strength and it's a lot about the time on your feet and just becoming a stronger, more efficient runner for a longer, long time. And so sometimes you need those longer workouts, those longer grinds that are kind of a little bit harder to work through mentally and less actually physically. They're a little bit harder mentally actually than I think physically. So that's part of the marathon is being able to get used to being, you know, on your feet for that chunk of time. And then it also gives you an opportunity to actually practice taking in fuel and hydration and all those things, which I never really got any experience with through college running or anything I've done. So that's like my big learning curve. And so doing that in practice is kind of the most beneficial way to do that. And so I would have liked to have been cooler. But that actually gave me a really good opportunity to practice the hydration stuff and actually it makes my body think more, a little bit more efficient when it gets cooler. So it's actually going to help me, I think, in long term.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's one of the harder things is getting used to taking those cups and
taking
the gels at the right time. And I think like what you said, like a lot of us have gone through that have trained for a marathon block, doing like a couple like good 20 milers where you feel strong. Mm-hmm. Like physically they're tough, but I think they're great for you mentally. So hopefully that strategy is going to pay off. But so it looked like, were you running at the Noose?
I was.
Okay.
I thought I was going to need to be prescribed an inhaler after yesterday because we did 2K 500 repeats.
Yep.
And I was like, Greg, I can't breathe, dude. I got to go to the doctor.
I saw Greg.
Yeah.
Greg wheeled that course off the other night, like far after the lights had been down. So this is Greg Dame we're talking about, who's part of our Sir Walter group and very heavily involved in the cross country, who's also a coach. He was wheeling this course off at 8 o'clock after the pop-up cross country with a headlamp on, so he's dedicated.
Man, he's very dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Takes care of us.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, we went over a couple places: Noose, Dix. For both of you guys, I guess we'll start with you, Sarah. What is like maybe one or two favorite places to run around Raleigh?
I honestly just love running in the city. There's nothing better than at 6 a.m. all six of us just running through the town, like no one around, no cars, no nothing, just seeing all the big buildings and the lights. Because I used to travel from North Raleigh to downtown every day at like 5 a.m. just to run with these girls. So I'm living downtown now, living the dream, and it's just so great to wake up and meet them on South Street because we live about a mile and a half apart and we just meet in the middle right at McDowell and South. And it's so much fun. I mean, it's hard as pavement, but you know what? It's my favorite.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, I know you get to do the early stuff too. What are some of your places you like to run?
Yeah, I mean, I do actually love exploring Raleigh. And every time we go out, I feel like we see something new and we're like, oh, look at that. That's cool. So I love just running around the city and the pavement's good for me to get used to since I'm mostly road racing now. But I mean, we go out to Tobacco occasionally. Mm-hmm. It's got that's where we do our good tempos and things like that. But when we're not feeling like being too super bored, Umstead's always good. The greenways, you have the extensive greenway system. And,
sure.
But I do, I have my loops that I'm just like accustomed to, and I do them like repetitively. Because it is, it's super nice just to be able to walk out your door and just go for a run and
have a squad.
And have a squad, yeah. And a group.
So. Squad is good.
Yeah. Squad is great.
Yeah, this makes me want to get up early, kind of.
Yeah, really. Morning crew.
I have shoe lights.
I got all the lights. Don't worry about awesome. That. But they're usually for running at like 10 o'clock at night.
Well, you haven't seen my shoe lights.
I'm sure they're very fancy. Yeah.
There's something to running in the morning, though, because when we get up and we get it done with and you're done for the day, you just feel so much accomplished that you're just like, the rest of the day just kind of flies right through. And it just feels good to be.
Get your smoothie. Get your Bi-Pro smoothie. This is
so important, the smoothies.
I'll take your word for it. I like running after work. But, to each their own. All right. So we've been through that. Let's talk a little bit about some other local-ish things. I know you're gluten-free, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, you're full bore, right?
Anything you want. If you want to cook for me, I'll eat it.
Okay, so what are like a couple of y'all's like favorite places to maybe eat or like get a post-run drink or something around town?
I love Happy and Hale. I could go there every single day if I wasn't going to be broke if I did. the other place that I typically like to go to, I haven't been in a while now, is Rally Raw.
Sure.
So both of those I think are like great options. They've got tons of gluten-free stuff and just like delicious, healthy, but also really filling food. So I love going to both of those places. So I don't know, Sarah, what do you normally do?
I honestly haven't been able to get out too much just because I'm on a tight budget. Pay rent and everything. Yeah. The bakery by our house is really good. What's it called again?
Is it Bolted?
Bolted, yeah. Bolted. I've been to Bolted. Yeah. I've had a couple pastries from there. They're pretty good. I really haven't gotten out enough.
Well, now you're downtown, you know.
Yeah, I got time. I've only been downtown for 2 months. So,
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, the Raleigh Distance Project is looking for sponsors. So if you're hearing something that you like, feel free to reach out to them on social media or wherever. And certainly, they will get with you on that. But let's get to a few more things while we're here. I know both these guys are training pretty hard right now. But I know, Andy, you just went out to Flagstaff to train for a week. What was that like?
It was actually such a good experience. My coach is out there, Steph Bruce. She's one of our professional runners on Wazelle's team, and she's kick-ass and awesome. So I went out there so I could see her and train with her for a little bit, just to get an experience what the altitude is like, because I've never actually gotten the opportunity to go actually train like that. And I would have liked to have gotten a full block, which I hear this like about 3 to 4 weeks. But financially, that wasn't really something I could take advantage of at this point. Just being out there, I was training with the NAS Elite team, and I went to practice with them and got to see how they did things. I got to train with them and run with them, and it was kind of surprising because, you know, I'm sticking with people who are 2:29 marathoners, and Steph, who's also a sub 2:30, and even the guys were running together at the same time with us, and that was kind of cool. And
yeah.
So just kind of being around that and seeing how they do how they go through things, and because they run and they train professionally and that's their job, and when you're running that kind of mileage and that intensity, you need to be able to have the relaxing periods and you need a rest. And so to see them kind of go to practice and run, and then they go and their day is mostly just kind of being able to like relax and take care of whatever they need to take care of was something that I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, if I could do this every day, it'd be fantastic. But yeah, that and then just learning what it feels like to train altitude. And I think by the end of the week, I had gotten a little overconfident. So my last day there, which we were doing a long run, I was definitely died towards the end. But, you know, it's
all
something to learn from. So, yeah.
Now, so I guess you probably, some of the things you saw out there too, you can bring that back to the group, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. There they had a bagel run, which we thought was really fun, and they had people from the community met at the bagel shop there in town, and so you guys, people could just come run with these local elites, which I think was a really cool thing that they did. And they also did a trail running documentary at one of their local businesses, and they basically just put all these different, they had these videos from trail runners, their short films, and they had them projected up on a screen. So it was an outdoor little event, and you paid $10 to come see it, and then the money went to their running club that they have there in Flagstaff. So
cool.
I was like, that was something that I was like, we could totally take advantage of that here.
Christian
like,
challenge.
Anything we can do though, anything type of documentary about running to get people actually even more excited about running. And
sure.
I've seen how Sir Walter has been able to make a big impact on our community, and I'm thinking, what other ways can we continue to do that with the Rally Distance Project and through the events and the things that we can organize? So, yeah.
Sure. One question for you, though. What does a gluten-free person eat at a bagel run?
So I didn't eat at the bagel run.
<That's> a joke.
It's not a joke.
But Steph did take me. There are, but they're like.
They don't
order
sound
them.
Good.
No, they're good though.
Okay.
I found a couple brands. Well, I found one brand that I really like, but I have to order them and they come frozen and I freeze them. But they're really good. Sweet Note Bagels, gluten free. Shout out to them. But no, so I didn't eat there, but there was a place in Flagstaff where they actually, Steph walked in and she said I'm from Nas Elite, so they got a discount there. And it was like a really good, like health foods kind of like local juicery place. And it was so good. Like everything just, I didn't know. I wanted to buy everything, but obviously, I wasn't paying anyway, so I couldn't. But
just milk that discount.
Yeah.
So this gluten-free girl walks into a bakery. What does she buy?
Yeah. How good is bolted bread, Andy?
I don't know. But no, that's why we decided to have our meeting at Lucky Treat, because they have vegan and gluten-free options.
Right.
So I haven't been, but yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So you've been out west. You've been working as an appraiser, which Raleigh Real Estate Business, shout out. Sarah, you've been doing some coaching. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm at Gibbons doing the cross country and track coaching gig.
They're pretty good, huh?
They're great, yeah. I look up to Coach Mangum a lot. He coached me my senior year, so I've always looked up to him and everything that he does as a coach I admire, so I'm learning a lot from him. I'm trying to learn all those kids' names. It's kind of tough, but...
They got a big team.
They do have a big team. They have a big team. So I'm doing that in the evenings, and in the mornings, I'm at St. Rayfield Preschool. I do marketing for them, and that's like a 9 to 12, 1 p.m. type thing, and then I'm also doing... I work for a catering company. I bartend for weddings, special events.
Sandy's wedding.
Sandy's wedding. That was one of my favorite weddings I ever worked.
I enjoyed having a personal bartender that night.
Yeah, I bet you did. And then I'm also working with Wake County Garden Ad Litem. I have a couple kids right now I'm working with, so. Did I call it career sampling? That's where I'm at in life.
Yeah, Sarah's known to be a Jill of all trades, per se.
You could say that.
And I will say, through her coaching with, and just I guess, ever since she went to Cardinal Gibbons, whenever we run into somebody who says my son or daughter goes to Cardinal Gibbons, we're like, oh, we know a girl, we know Sarah. And like, oh, we love Sarah. So yes. She definitely has a big impact on a lot of people there. So
yes. Making friends.
Okay, we'll wrap it up here. We got a good 22 minutes.
Wrap it up. You want me to rap?
Yes, Sarah rap to. Rap.
I'm not going to.
Rap a tap tap.
That's something for another podcast. Have me on another time. I'll do it for you.
Okay, we'll have to wait on the rap. But kind of parting thoughts, is there anything you guys want the Summer of Miles podcast listeners to know about the Raleigh Distance Project that we haven't talked about yet?
I will just say that our big goal here is to really help grow the distance running community as a whole, and also be able to support elites that are kind of just in that middle ground where I think we all are right now, trying to make it, but it's difficult in this environment where it's hard to make a living being a distance runner. And so we're trying to kind of ride that line and figure out how we can make it more manageable for athletes like us to be able to not have to work these crazy hours and do all these crazy things just in order to get to where we want to be and reach our dreams. And so that's part of it, but we also kind of want to grow the Raleigh community as a general, and we want to make them a part of what we're doing. We don't want to be like a separate entity, so we want to be able to invite them to come run with us and come see what we're doing and be more involved in what we're doing. And so we invite that, and we're excited. So yeah, we hope you are too.
I hear there might be a group run coming up.
We are actually, yes, in the planning stages of trying to get one together for October 29th. We wanted to celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we were thinking about making some type of run where everybody comes, wears pink, and our thoughts on doing it on October 29th, or that it's also the day that Sir Walter died. So, Pat, you can share, I think, a little bit more on that.
Sir Walter Babes.
It is his death day, sadly. And if you didn't know already, Sir Walter was beheaded. And after his head was off of his body, it was put into a velvet bag and given to his wife, which she carried around until she died. So we're going to make this more of a joyful event.
Yes.
But there's your history lesson for the day.
So yeah, but we invite anyone who wants to come to that. We'll have an event on Facebook once we kind of finalize all the details. And yeah, everyone's invited. Just wear pink and we'll be out there. So hope to see you.
Sarah?
And I know the magic of the Sir Walter Miles series. I love going out this summer and just watching how it brings everybody out there. We want to make it year round, and these guys work so hard. Pat and Sandy and Logan and Greg, all those guys, they work so hard to get this, just the 1 month. And I always get depressed when when those Tuesday nights are over. I'm like, what do I do with my life? I get so sad. So I'm glad they're doing the cross country thing, but I hope that this Raleigh Distance Project can kind of make it a year round.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
we would be. We are partnering with Sir Walter as much as we can to kind of help both of us grow as entities. So
100%. We're excited to have a female counterpart per se to keep riding this wave here in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill community, all of North Carolina for that matter. But once again, really wanted to thank Andy Cozzarelli and Sarah Rapp for coming on the Summer of Miles podcast today. Make sure you check out the Raleigh Distance Project on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Give them the follows, the likes, all that stuff. Is there something else we need to say?
Oh, we also needed to say that we did also add Sammy George to the team this week or last week?
Last week.
So we were really excited to make that. She was kind of in the beginning. We had talked to her early on in the whole process, and so we were kind of excited to actually like extend her that extra. So
shout out Sammy.
Shout out Sammy.
Sammy was one of our interns this summer for Sir Walter and was awesome.
She's a beast.
So there you go. So you got seven now. Lucky seven.
Seven women.
I like it. That's a party.
Yep.
All right, guys, that's it. Definitely send this out to your friends. Review us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars if you like us. If you don't like us, still give us 5 stars and send us an email and say why. But thanks again to Andy and Sarah, two of my favorite runners in Raleigh and in North Carolina. So that's
thanks,
it.
Pat. We love you guys too.
Bye. Yes. Bye, Summer Miles.
All right. Well, it was great to have Sarah and Andy, incredible ambassadors for the Raleigh Distance Project. And they will be out at our, they've already been out at a few of the races, but they will be out at the finale of our pop-up cross-country series for the Raleigh City Cross-Country Championships. And so look forward to seeing them and their new team jerseys, team logo they'll be bringing out. So excited to see that. Guys, I'm excited. Cross country is, we've already had folks come out and talk about, man, this is like high school all over again without the performance pressures. I couldn't agree more. It is a low-key, fun way to kind of get reintroduced to this beautiful thing called cross country. And really in our backyard of Raleigh here at a gorgeous Dorothea Dix. As I said before, beautiful vistas overlooking downtown. And it's been fun to partner with the city. And so it's been fun. Every week I look forward to heading out to Dorothea Dix on Tuesday. I'm going to miss it in November, but excited for what's in store for the city of Raleigh for this park and how it's going to intersect with the running community. Listen, I want to add two things and as we start to wrap down here. Pat and I, you know, during the summer we drink LaCroix. That's our summer drink of choice. And but during the fall, the game changes. And we jump into kombucha. If you don't know what that is, it's a fermented tea. And two in particular, the brand that we love is Tribucha. And that is a local triangle-based kombucha company. We love local. Now, I know LaCroix isn't. Don't hold us to that. But Tribucha is. So if anyone knows anyone who's working for this company, just know that Tribucha, I'm drinking Brainiac. Pat's drinking the Controlled Burn. It's got a little cayenne pepper, turning things up. These are drinks that keep us going for this podcast. So if anyone knows anyone with these companies, we would love for you guys to maybe just give us a few to kind of round out this podcast series for this fall. incredible drink, love supporting local. They've done a great thing with the cans. They were in glass, and now they're in cans with some really cool designs. I'm pretty trippy on these designs, but good gracious, Tribucha gets my mind and body in the right place for this podcast. So shout out to them. And this is even going a little more off the rails. I'm excited not only for what's happening in the running community, but on a more just a very much a personal front. One of my favorite high school bands of all time happened to be, I fell in love with them in high school, Virginia Coalition. If you've heard of this band based out of Arlington, Virginia, they definitely hit up the frat scene in Lincoln Theater back in the early 2000s, late 90s. But they're doing a reunion stop in D.C. on December 23rd. Found that out this week. And I am so pumped. Pat knows about him, him coming from the music industry. So I just want you to know, all of our intermissions in this podcast will be featuring a Virginia Coalition song, because I'm so excited about. Now, it's on December 23rd. It's going to be hard to get there. Very inconvenient timing on their part. But good gracious, I'm going to do everything I can to make it. So shout out to Virginia Coalition. If you guys run or have any relationship to the running community, somehow get in touch with us. We'd love to have you do something with us.
Sandy wants a Vaco singlet.
I would rock that in a heartbeat. All you know, what these guys have done for just some the tunes that have just took me to a good place. All the feels, you know? takes me back. Some great memories. But all that being said, I'm excited for the next 2 weeks. Got a lot of exciting things ahead. And with that, I'm Sandy Roberts. I'm going to pass off the final words to the one and only Patrick Price.
That's all, folks. Just make sure you check out RaleighChamps.com to sign up for the final. SummerOfMiles.com, Summer of Miles on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Tell your friends, and we will look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Peace.
I love affairs.